What was the sound of Philadelphia in the late 18th century? As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, Dolce Suono Ensemble is going to historic sites, performing music favored by the leaders of the New Republic.
It was the New World in a time before recordings. America's founding fathers were forming a government, but there was also music. Mimi Stillman, artistic director of Dolce Suono, says George Washington, for example, loved dancing. Thomas Jefferson brought home music from his trips to Europe.
One of the most exciting things was delving into Thomas Jefferson's music collection. He was a very serious and accomplished violinist, and he played with a lot of friends at his house.
Music was being written in Philadelphia by the likes of Benjamin Franklin and lawyer Francis Hopkinson, including music amateurs could share at home.
For untrained musicians to sing, to play, it's often in a very accessible score form, so you can tell by looking at it, it's a melody and a bass line or a simple, let's say, piano part that could also be adapted by a guitarist. Or if you don't have a singer, you can play the melody on the flute or the violin.
And there was music in the streets, reflecting the spirit of the new country.
If you think a little bit about what the New World might have meant to some of the founding fathers, freedom, liberty, a promised land, this idea of possibility and new birth.
Music, connecting with the past and shining a light to the future.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.